What did you start?
The key thing that happened tonight. Take us through, I mean, how much you must have felt, really, you know, winning the ball game for the team.
Oh, that was huge. I mean, just what went through in the seventh inning, and I mean, we were out there. We needed those runs, and I went up there, and I was just hunting the fastball. He gave me a good one, hit first pitch, and put a good swing on it.
Tim, just baseball out there, retaliation.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes, right?
The way the game is. You're going to hit one of our guys, we'll hit one of yours. That's just the way the game is.
And what about the third one, though? Because when it comes back, it's Zach.
Yeah, that's where it got a little out of hand. I mean, you got to talk to their guys about that. I mean, that's you can't do that. So we'll see what happens the rest of the time we play these guys. It's going to be heated. It's always has been, so it's going to be fun.
What went through your mind, though, when that happened?
I mean, I hate to throw at another pitcher. I mean, you got to hit, too. That's all I got to say. I mean, if you're going to throw at their pitcher, I mean, he did the same thing with Kershaw last year. That can't happen. It's not acceptable.
Do you think the fact that Zach had already hit Cody Ross early in the game played into that at all?
No, we weren't. We were just going in. Now he swung. The only reason he got hit is because he's trying to swing. If he takes that pitch, he doesn't get hit.
What went through your mind when we got plunked?
That's bad. It was scary. Yeah. It was the first thing. That was unbelievable. And then the more you think about it, we knew at some point somebody was going to try and knock him down, but not hit him in the face. Come on. I mean, they say it wasn't intentional, but I mean, when you hit a guy in the face, we take it personally.
You were over in the middle of that scrum on the Diamondback side of the dugout. What was being said over there?
Well, it's just, I mean, everyone's tension rose. Everyone's adrenaline got going, and it just, I mean, ended up, there's a lot of dirty words being spoken, of course. Other than that, I mean, guys are just out there protecting their teammates. That's what we're here for. We're here for our team. Whether we have friends over there or not, I mean, it's one of those things. We got to protect our teammates.
Can you actually get fired up down the road from this kind of an event?
Oh, absolutely. This is going to be huge for us. You come from behind a couple times a night, ended up winning the ball game. That was huge.
Don said he thought it should have been over after, you know, Montero gets hit.
I agree.
Do you agree that?
I agree, absolutely. After, I mean, you hit our guy, we hit yours, that's it. That's the way it should be. But he took it another level. So we'll see you next time. Hope we face him again next time.
How did the mood change after this?
Oh, everyone's pumped up. I mean, of course, their adrenaline's up. They're ready to go. So it pays into a lot why we ended up coming back a couple times.
Did you guys need that?
Absolutely, absolutely. Any type of hey, let's go. I mean, you saw it right there with Dre hitting the home run right after Puig gets hit. I mean, it's the type of capability that we have. And we bring that every day. We're going to be a good team.
Night before the Stanley Cup Finals. Nice timing. A little hockey game broke out.
Exactly.
Is that the sweetest hit you've ever had?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was huge. Especially at the big league level, that's my biggest hit. I mean, it was good. I stuck with my approach. I didn't drive too much, and it paid off.